Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. What's our winner today, Willie, please?
I do have a winner for you today. Signature Street. Today up on top of the ground, this horse should be winning.
Signature Street's hard to ride, but he gets home.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Robbie Griffiths joins us. Robe de Fay, how will he go today from gate three?
I think he's a super chance. If he does what he does at home, hopefully he can lead all the way.
Robe de Fay, too good for them.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do, although we didn't get you the early mail yesterday because there was no mail to be earlied. But today, we're at the Bull, back at the Bull, and this is hometown sort of specialty for Willie Hernan. His mate, Jared McLean, is all over the latest insight there. So not only will he have the track conditions for us today, he will have a winner, I'm sure. Good morning to you, Willie.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, so hopefully I can get a winner. The only thing is Jared doesn't have any runners today at Warrnambool. So
What's going on?
Yeah. Not sure, sorry, we'll have to, he's run out of bullets, I think.
Too busy with his Grand National celebration still, is he?
I think so, he's still kicking hard, I think. Jared has hasn't been seen.
Good on him. Good, let him, long may he enjoy it. What's the track looking like today, Willie?
Warrnambool today, then a genuine heavy track, a heavy 10. This rail goes into the true, penetrometer 7.10. Yeah, as I said, it's a genuine heavy 10. They received 40 mils of rainfall for the week, 5 millimetres the past 24 hours. They have four jumps races early, so around the circle, it will all be fresh ground when the flat races begin at race five, but it will cut right out. In the straight, it walks with marking right across, and they won't come out too wide today, because the wider you get, the heavier the track gets, so the inside does walk as good as anywhere early, and yeah, with a top of 16 degrees and no rain forecast, a fit horse is required for Warrnambool today.
A fit horse on a heavy 10. Sounds like a plan to me.
What about the wind, Willie? Is there much wind around already? Because it's meant to be
pretty no, there was no wind. Okay. There was no wind this morning. It's meant to be a nice day, 16, so there's no rain forecast. So I think if the rain come, there might have been a spot of bother, but no rain, so it's going to be perfect.
Righto. Well, the challenge now, Willie, even though you know that you need a fit horse on a heavy 10, is to find one to get us a winner. Can you please help us?
I want to go race 7, number 2, Star Search. This horse is favourite, but I think it should just beat this lot today. It's a horse on the up, and second up today, it should be winning.
Race 7, number 2, Star Search. It's favourite, is it?
Trained by Daniel?
DK Weir, of course. DK Weir, Jay Allen at Warrnambool is a pretty lethal combination. I don't mind the play here from Willie. I don't mind it. So we'll hopefully get a winner, because it's second up today, and we know that at a barrier 3... We know DK is all over the Warrnambool situation. So that's a good selection from you, Willie. We appreciate it, mate. Have a good day.
We need a winner. Thank you.
You betcha we do. Willie Hernan, vice captain of the track walking team.
It was all going so well.
It was for a little while.
Yeah. It was. Matthew Williams has got a couple of runners in today, late in the program. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, boys.
It starts off for you in race 8 with number 3, Like the Clappers.
Great name.
It is a good name. But gate 15.
Yeah, I don't think that'll worry him too much. He sort of settles back, just sort of off midfield. So if he's slotting in, getting some cover, getting a nice little run somewhere there, he's sort of ground today. He loves that heavy 10. The heavier, the better for him. So, yeah, his run last start at Warrnambool was good. He just probably just didn't get a card into the race and probably had to do a fair bit of work from a fair way out. Sort of got flushed out wider and wider. So, yeah, he certainly get his chance today.
Was his mutter a mutter?
His mutter a mutter. I don't know his mutter.
I always wanted to say that.
You and Rama are just going beautiful this morning for your humour.
Oh, hang on a second. Playing golf in America.
You have got... That's fact. That's not humour. Damien Thornton, we talked about him during the week. He just seems to be riding winners everywhere. I mean, if you're going to get anyone to be able to navigate from gate 15, he's the one.
Yeah, well, he's always been a good little rider, Damien, before he went over to Adelaide. He probably just didn't get as many opportunities as he's getting now. And he's certainly, since he's come back, he hasn't stopped riding winners. So, he'll certainly give him every chance.
All right, race 9, 11, number 11, you would think, from gate 6, Jared Fry to take the ride here. What do you reckon here?
Yeah, she always runs well here at Warrnambool. I thought she'd be pretty hard to beat the other day at Donald, and probably just the way the track raced, you wanted to be on the outside, and she drew in and couldn't get to the outside. Just never looked comfortable the whole way being inside horses. She likes sort of just sort of tracking up in a 3 wide lane and coming wide. So Yeah, hopefully from Barrier 6 she can get that right sort of run to suit her today, and she can certainly bounce back. She's going well at home and she's in great order.
All right, it looks like you've got two live chances today. If you had to pick one, what would it be for our spreadsheet?
Oh, I'd have to go the clappers on the heavy 10. That's sort of right up his alley.
All right, terrific. Matt, thanks very much. Good luck today.
No worries. Good morning, boys.
Good stuff. Matty Williams there with two today. But like the clappers, which is one of the great names in racing, is our early mail special today. Race 8, number 3. Willie's selection is race 7, number 2. And I have had some feedback that Like the Clappers mutter was, in fact, a mutter.
Right. I've also had some feedback.
What?
Got some weather feedback coming through. Tell Willie to no windy reckons. Blowing very hard. So there's a few words I couldn't really sort of say, but suggesting that there is significant wind in the Warrnambool region.
Righto. So a little bit of cover required there at the ball on the outer circle.
And then there's another text coming in saying 25 to 35 kilometre an hour winds. So
it can happen.
I don't know what Willie's doing.
Well, Willie, this morning he said it was no wind. That's what he said. He didn't go too deep into the rest of the day's wind forecast.
Slightly concerned about the golf if there's 35 kilometre hour winds. I don't usually play in those conditions.
Andrew Hughes certainly does not play in those conditions. It is 7 o'clock news time. Johnny Bowden about to rock your world. After that, Sean Grigg, the Premiership Tiger, will join us in the Inner Sanctum.